come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Thursday, August 7th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open as usual during the show, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be on topic, pithy and to the point. Please don't send me any videos or long stories during the show. Save those for after 12 noon when I get off the air. Love to interact with you guys after the show all day long. Absolutely appreciate you guys being part of it. Now, one of the things that is interesting, caught my eye at the federal level. We talked about this yesterday's show. We talked about Pam Bundy forming a grand jury to investigate President Barack Hussein Obama and many of his directors, as well as cabinet members, chief of staff, former President Bill Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and all of the activities that took place after Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in the presidential general election, November of 2016. Well, Trump did not get sworn in until Inauguration Day, January 20th of 2017. What happened during that two-month period from the November election until he was sworn in on January 20th of 2017? What did they work together to do? And you may ask, why, Trucker, are you and the Trump administration and Pam Bondi, his attorney general, concerned about what happened in the 2016 election? I thought you guys were all laser focused on the 2020 coup d'etat, the fake fraudulent election that Donald Trump did not win re-election and was supposedly led to believe that Joe Biden beat Donald Trump in November of 2020's presidential election in the 4 years of having to deal with Biden. I thought that's what you're focused on. No. What we're focused on is to make sure that these people are properly investigated. And if the investigation leads to potential criminal charges, that can still be prosecuted. We want that to happen, and we want those people, if found guilty, to go to prison. So that this never, ever, ever happens again in American history. Pure and simple. That's what we're looking for. That's why they're laser focused on this attempt to bring down a duly elected incoming president. No question that Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton, November 2016. Not in dispute. No way, shape, or form did he win that election because of Russian involvement. And then they tried to take him down once he was sworn in. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. This segment brought to you by NorthernMichiganRV.com is their website, NorthernMichiganRV.com. Tony and his team standing by to serve you, the best Northern Michigan RV dealer in Northern Michigan by far. located right off of I-75. Very easy, very convenient to get to. 277 Expressway Court is the address to put into your GPS, your maps. All you do is get off at exit 282, which is M32 for downtown Gaylord. Head west to the light there where the Walgreens is. Make a right, head north. Take it to Expressway Court. Follow it around. You'll start seeing the trailers. You'll see their inventory. Great little showroom store for all of your camping needs. Parts department, service department. Getting ready here later this fall to do the winterization campaign. Well, they've got a sale going on. Trucker Randy, late summer sale. Trucker Randy, late summer sale is on right now on all their inventory to get you guys ready to leave for Florida, Texas, Alabama, wherever you want to go this winter. If you've never, ever experienced Florida, Alabama, Texas in the wintertime, you need to consider doing this. Even if you purchase a trailer just to have a spare bedroom out in your driveway, for all these people coming up wanting to come and visit us up here in northern Michigan, wanting to come up for family reunions, Labor Day, whatever. Well, you can get a trailer brand new that will be custom fitted to your vehicle. Whatever you have right now, you can tow these travel trailers, these campers with for $5 a day. For $150 a month, you can get one of these spare bedrooms in your driveway. So simple to haul, so simple to set up. Plug it in with a normal 110 outlet. If you want, you can have running water absolutely right from your house to the driveway, to the trailer, and you've got a guest bedroom set up for family members. But then, instead of necessarily winterizing it, take off for Florida. You retirees that have never, ever experienced this, you need to do this. Because I got to tell you, when it's freezing cold here, 0 degrees, minus 10 degrees, snow, ice, winter is here, you can be down in 80 degrees, sunny, blue skies weather down at the pool. It is the best, absolute best winter ever is coming, thanks to Tony and Northern Michigan RV. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. They will match show prices of anything that you saw during any RV shows anywhere in the state, and they do not charge any fake fees. They don't charge document prep. They don't charge for delivery or setup or cleaning or any of these garbage fees that a lot of RV places charge. They don't charge those. They're open year-round, so you can get parts, you can get supplies, you can get whatever you need, propane, all of it. And service your unit there. Winterize it. If you're not going to go to Florida, have it winterized. Be able to store it for the winter. But check them out. NorthernMichiganRV.com is the website right there in Gaylord, right off of I-75. Make sure you mention to them that Trucker Randy sent you. And if you're a veteran, go in and negotiate the best deal you can and get $500 back. Cash money in your pocket. Now, if you can't go on the website, NorthernMichiganRV.com, give them a call, 989-448-8700. Tell them the vehicle that you have. It's a small SUV, a large SUV, a small pickup, whatever you have, give them the VIN number, and they will match up inventory they have on site available for you to get right now with your vehicle. If you don't have an electric brake hookup on your vehicle, they'll put one in. They will custom match the hitch to your vehicle so that your travel trailer, your camper is totally level and you're ready to go. They'll teach you everything you need to know about setting it up and how to go camping. And I got to tell you, absolutely a great way to spend winter. Maybe you wait and have Christmas and then take off January, February, if you can afford 2 months down in Florida, Tennessee, as far south as Texas. Or maybe you want to go to Arizona. Whatever you want to see, you can go and have your own mattress, your own sheets, your own pillows, your own towels, and not have to pay $300, $250, $400 a night for a hotel. Even cheap motels out on the expressways, you're looking at $100, $125 a night. That's what your payment is on these trailers. For an entire month, not one night at a cheap motel. You're talking an entire month of your own mattress, sheets, and towels. Love it, love it, love it. NorthernMichiganRV.com. Tell them when you go there, Trucker Randy sent you, and they'll take care of you. Now, getting back to this story, because this story is starting to grow legs. We mentioned on yesterday's show, Obama, Clinton's, Clapper, Comey, Brennan, all of these people have lawyered up already. Lawyered up, and a grand jury hasn't even been convened yet, has not seen any evidence, has not heard any testimony, haven't heard from witnesses, haven't seen the declassified documents that Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, released to the public and to the media, forwarding this information, referring it to the Attorney General Pam Bondi, after seeing the evidence, the declassified documents, she is convening a grand jury. And rumors is it may be a grand jury in Florida, Pam Bondi's home state, taking it away from the deep swamp creatures of Washington, D.C., and having a grand jury of the people of the state of Florida to hear the evidence, and for them to decide whether or not charges need to be brought against these people for criminal wrongdoing according to laws of the United States of America. And if they have been alleged to have broken our laws, charges will be brought, trials will be held, and juries will decide what they did or didn't do, and whether or not they need to be convicted. This needs to be done, folks, to restore faith in our agencies, to restore faith in the Attorney General's office, the intelligence community, FBI, CIA, Director of National Intelligence. We need faith in the system. These people, going way back, I'm talking about the Clintons in the 1990s, the things that they've done allegedly that nobody was willing to take up and investigate and potentially prosecute them for. All the people related to the Clintons that supposedly committed suicide, had heart attacks, Ron Brown, a plane crash, I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And frankly, we the people are sick and tired of it. There has been a two-tier justice system in this country forever. You're a Democrat, you can get away with anything. Bottom line, that's the way it is. If you're a Republican, you're prosecuted. You're investigated. Lawfare is used against you. I mean, it is absolutely time that we have justice in this country. And they're going to be given due process. They've already lawyered up. Subpoenas have already been sent out for them to come and testify in front of Congress. They may not even show up. And if they do show up, they may all plead the fifth. Now, the fact is that this process is moving forward has nothing to do with Donald Trump. I want to make this perfectly clear. He said it to the media in answering questions yesterday. Tulsi Gabbard chose to declassify the documents, the evidence. Donald Trump did not ask her to do it. She did it on her own. Donald Trump did not ask her to send a referral to Pam Bondi, the attorney general. She did that on her own. He did not ask Pam Bondi to look at the evidence and make the decision to form a grand jury to investigate these documents. Pam Bondi did that on her own. Donald Trump is not asking her to move the grand jury from Washington, D.C., their office is there, to Florida. If she decides to do that, she's doing it on her own. Picking the members of the grand jury, Pam Bondi and her team. Conducting the investigation, presenting the evidence, hearing from witnesses, on her own. Donald Trump is getting ready to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's threatening tariffs on countries that buy Russian oil. He just slapped India last night with 25% increase on the tariffs of any of their products, goods, and services coming into the United States because they chose to buy Russian oil. Now, India responded and saying, it has nothing to do with the war in the Ukraine. It has nothing to do with our trade with the United States. We need to purchase energy for 1.4 billion Indian citizens. India has 1.4 billion people. They need oil. They need natural gas. They need gasoline. Well, they're buying Russian oil at a discount. Putin is then taking that oil sales from India's purchases and funding the war, keeping it going in the Ukraine. Donald Trump says, I'm going to stop your oil sales. India will not be buying any more of your oil, or they're facing increased tariffs coming into the United States. Donald Trump has finally figured out the art of the deal. It's tariffs and it's trade deals. It's that simple. And he's using it. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.